Tuning in tonight to True Sex Talk with Lady G Spot. I'm Lady G, so let's talk until we find your spot, shall we? I'd first like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. That's Audible.com. And you can go to our website of TrueSexTalk.com, TRUSexTalk.com, and get a free trial. So please visit our wonderful sponsor, Audible.com. Now, this is Lady G, and we're talking about sex, all kinds of sex, the good, the bad, and the nasty. Your questions, comments, your desires, your dreams, those are our topics. So I encourage you to share your thoughts, your questions, your experiences, all in your words. Now, a little bit about me. I am your host. I'm Lady G, and I'm a published author, poet, and speaker. My first book is a simple how-to guide called The Art of Sucking, A Guide to Giving Great Head, written for women who want to know how to please themselves by pleasing their man. I am currently working on my second book titled I'm a Ho, I'm a Ho, You a Ho Too, a collection of true stories from women and men who email me their personal sexual experiences anonymously. These are the stories that they never want told, the ones that are funny, that are scary, that are sad, that are freaky, that are loving, and oh so informative. All right, keep in mind my philosophy is very simple. Whether you do you, him, or her, do it well. Do it often. All right. You may recall, listeners, and thank you for everyone for tuning in. We greatly appreciate your patronage, and we hope you will tell all of your friends. Last week, we were talking about how to give her ultimately the best orgasm ever. And, of course, going back over just a few of those details, you know, we were talking about how to relax her, how to prepare her, and, you know, get her to a point of full relaxation. So, you know, you're pleasing her mind, you're kind of prepping her mind just the same way you would prep her body. And, you know, there's a mind foreplay, there's a body foreplay. It all works together quite well. And when you have both those components, it's amazing. Now, one of the things we were talking about was showing her that you were trustworthy, calming her fears, making her feel comfortable in her body and her skin. You know, I mean, they're simple things, but it's also things where you're paying attention to her body, to her breathing. You know, is there a twitch? Was there a sudden stiffening? Is her breathing heavier? You know, all of these things are the signs to tell you that she's getting ready to hit orgasm mode. And if you listen to that and you pay attention to it, you'll know it's right around the bend. You know, it's going to happen, and it's up to you to make it awesome. You know, one of the things that I think helps her and him together is when they're communicating during. You know, when she's talking to him and she can make a guy's orgasm more intense by talking to him, but then his response and him speaking back just adds and heightens her experience as well, because she knows that he's into it just as much as she is. Now, just kind of want to interject here for a moment. My producer, James. He's my executive producer. And periodically I will ask James questions, and James will respond. So, James?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay. Just want to make sure that we introduce you to everyone and let them know periodically you're going to jump into the conversation.
So, I want to say thank you to everyone that's listening. A lot of listeners tonight, several from all over the world. So in your language, welcome.
Well, that's wonderful. Of course, we love having everyone listen, and we hope that they will tell all of their friends so that we can talk about more sex and everybody can discuss it. So please keep in mind you're welcome to call in, and once you call in, you can get online with us. Now, again, talking about things that can heighten the experience, you know, we were talking about making a woman the center of your world, you know. At the same time, we had a caller last week that was talking about one of the things we were talking about, resisting, you know, his way of resisting and kind of a sexual mental telepathy type thing was going on. He was talking about standing back.
Some people may call it telepathy. Others may call it spit and game. trying to get with.
Well, now keep in mind, now he had two women who both knew about one another. One he did during the week and one he did on the weekend.
He seemed more interested in one woman in particular. So if you guys missed that, go to iTunes and download that classic show.
You know, it's funny because there's so many different things that we talk about, and we wonder what everyone else's interpretation is. Now, for this gentleman, when we were talking about resisting her, you know, women don't usually get turned down. So, you know, it's very difficult for us to, you know, have our sexual advances kind of kicked to the curb. But we also find it a little bit erotic and appealing. Now, I'm not talking in a stalker chick kind of way. I want to be clear. I'm just talking about, you know, an issue where, you know, he's not sniffing it and jumping up on it. You know, instead he's taking his time, he's stepping back for a moment, you know, and he's pondering. It does tend to be a little sexy because he's keeping his pants on, and that gives me the opportunity as a woman to think, okay, well, now I can rip them off. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about that. We were also talking about the power of music, you know, and, well, we were starting to talk about the power of music. So the power of music, the right tone, the right sound, you know, sometimes that is, you know, just adding to her sweet spot, her hot spot. It's truly giving her a lift. So think about, you know, the next time you're planning for a romantic rendezvous, a romantic evening, you know, you're looking to, let's say, heighten the experience. When doing that, make sure that you pick the right music. You know, it follows in suit. It's, you know, straight. The music is so important. It is extremely important. And I think, for me anyway, that touches a certain point, a certain mode. And depending on the song that's playing, can definitely send me over the edge. And speaking of that, being sent over the edge, let's talk about last week, the show for last Saturday. So, as I said, we had a special caller who shared some of his experiences with his relationships, the women that he was seeing, and he was going into, you know, detail, but very gently. He was being quite eloquent about it, and I'd like to thank him for that. But at the same time, he was planting a seed, let's say, because the following day, let me say that I was teased, I was tasted, I was tested, I was rolled up, put a bun on me because I'm a present. I was definitely gifted. And the reason I say that is when I was talking about breathing and I was talking about listening to your partner, that communication is so crucial and so important. And I am talking about my big toe in his mouth, looking up the arch of my foot, over the top of my foot, nibbling on my shin, while at the same time kneading and massaging my calves. That's a hot spot for me. So the minute that got touched and started being massaged, I turned to goo anyway. But the fact that that foreplay, that much attention and detail, that is truly an orgasmic experience in itself. And I think one of the things is we as women have so many different types of orgasms, and I say different types because it's no different than a man. Your climatic experience can be powerful. It can be, you know, mildly earth-shattering. It can also be, what happened? I don't understand, you know, what occurred here. And, you know, there have even been times where, what happened? You know, did I lose it? Did you take it? Did it slip away? So we as women go through the same type of thing. We have moments where we are orgasmic, we're all of that, but at the same time, we can have a soft shuddering, you know, like a feather touching across our skin, and that can be orgasmic for us. There are women who can have an orgasm just with someone playing with her nipples and her breasts. A woman can have an orgasm by someone licking the arch of her back. There are women who can have an orgasm just by closing their eyes, not even touching themselves, but thinking so intently about what turns them on that they can actually have an orgasm without masturbating. So, James, are you familiar with that?
You know, heard about it, talked about it and everything, but I'm not, you know, me, as you know, I'm more
come
of a
come on,
Neander,
James, you know every
Neander
time you
man.
Walk... come on, James, you know every time you walk by a woman, you give her an orgasm. Come on now.
Well, yeah, I have been known to do such things, true. when you talk about, you know, I think when you... You say this all the time, but when you now it's not about connecting physically, but also connecting emotionally as well.
Exactly.
And, at times you got to figure out, you know, as men sometimes we forget about the emotional connection that's involved. And from doing the show and producing the show, I've learned how important that is, that you can't just rely on just the physical touching, but the emotional connection at the same time. Are you smelling good? Are you giving the right kind of look? And how that really plays a big role in the whole experience.
Exactly. Even the tone of voice, the way that you speak, the manner that you're speaking, that all of it keys in. And really important is if a woman isn't feeling it, she's just not feeling it. So whatever it is that's not arousing her, not putting her in to a point of frenzy. You know, when you're totally, someone totally turns you off at some point, you're tired. You're tired of them trying. Don't try it anymore. Don't touch them anymore. Because now it's irritating. And that's what ends up happening. You know, we lose our spot. So, you know, you want to hear, oh, my God, my God, oh, my God. You know, I'm seeing colors all around me. I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. I can't breathe. I can't catch my breath. Those are all of the things that a man wants to hear. He wants, you know, no reason for him to be afraid or to worry about her. She's just fine. You know, she's getting ready to explode. Also, there's a position basically called the wolf, and it's actually very simple. It's much like rather a primitive woman astride position for the lazy man. You lay down on your back, have her sit on top of you, and literally she can simply control every motion. But once he notices that she's hit a certain stride, you can bet that she's found her sweet spot. Now, for him, it's spontaneity and a little surprising. He can lift the center of his body up like a wolf in the night, you know, using his legs, and he lifts up. Then it allows for greater penetration as well as a big chance of tickling her G-spot. And there's a variety of little sensations that will go on with that. And you don't want to lay stiff or frozen in time. Just, you know, once in a while, synchronize your rhythm. Move with her and lowering and raising yourself accordingly. You know, every woman has the potential to achieve multiple orgasms, but she needs the right man to bring it out in her. So the most important lesson is the mind controls the body. If you want to please a woman sexually like no other man has before you or ever will again, you're going to have to take her to a whole new level by making love to her mind first. That's literally the most important thing. And the way to achieve that is by basically treating her the way she wants to be treated. You know, a blossoming rose, she wants to be a diva. Whatever it is that gets her juice flowing is exactly what you want to do and exactly the right spot. What do you think, James?
I think you're preaching over there. I mean, I'm writing stuff down as you're talking, so keep going.
Well, one of the things that you come to realize, too, you notice there are stages in women. So we come into tune at certain things at different times. Some women may be, you know, sexually aware of themselves early on. Others may have taken them a little more time. Now, for a guy, it's a totally different thing. Because he's either going to be a pleaser and he's going to give or he's going to receive. The ultimate man, of course, is someone who does both, who allows someone to please them ultimately, but his initial satisfaction is by pleasing and satisfying his partner. And that's what takes it to a whole nother level for most women. And I can't speak for all women. I can say that we all have different sweet spots. You know, we all know that we have special little areas, and everyone is different. But at the same time, you want to pay attention to a lot of different things. You want to increase your contact. You want to explore new areas. You want to add a little bit of danger. There are so many different sensitive areas, sensitive ways to reach her, to turn her on, turn her around, get her pumped up. And I can tell you, I floated into heaven last weekend. I was not only pleasantly surprised, but I had my hair tousled, grabbed, fondled. There, every inch of me was touched, was, it was sexy, it was everything you think it should be. And it's always different, every experience. But I can tell you right now that you get to a point to where when you're really, really satisfied, we tend to be very greedy. We want it again. So it's very easy to say, how long is it going to take you before you're ready again? Very simple. Very. What, James?
I'm just laughing. When are you going to be ready again is
yeah.
a good question.
How long is it going to take? What do I need? You need a protein drink? What do you need? 5-hour energy? What do you need? Go get it for you. Get your amino acids back on track. Whatever it is that you need, we want your levels back up. You know, it's here's the thing. A woman, if you take a moment, even after, and this is how fantastic it was, when you get to a point to where you think you're done, and they let you lay there for a moment and rest. And while you're laying there for a moment and you're resting, and they're gently caressing you, and they're preparing her, whoever she is, to be ready again. So now she's already been in a tizzy, a frenzy, had convulsions, and it has been in every orgasmic mode possible, and she's trying to get her equilibrium back and balance herself out, and he has caressed her into, oh, I'm floating, I feel so great, and then he starts all over again. And when it's that good, he can just keep on going. It's truly that wonderful. So I've always said that great sex is the cure of the common cold, for flu, for just about anything. You know, you have a temperature of 104, get in a bed, get nasty, and you will not only sweat it out, but it's those endorphins, those multiple orgasms, those single orgasms, whether you're squirting or gushing or dribbling, it doesn't make any difference because you're going to explode. That's the thing that she wants, no matter what. She not only wants it, but she gets to a point to where she craves it. So, James, you have anybody craving you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think most of us listen to the show do.
That's the way to do it. All right.
I'm sure there's some people listening out there that I don't know that are craving me at the same time.
That's only because they're cannibals, James.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, some of the other things that we want to look at is now we want to look at how can you take him there? You know, what can it's no longer just about you guiding him or telling him what to do for you, but you finding out what you can do for him. You know, could it be grabbing his butt? Could it be sucking and playing with his nipples? You know, you want to draw it out, but you don't want to do it too much. You don't want to over-tease him and overstimulate him. You want to get him excited and get him going, but at the same time, you know, you're not trying to do, you're not back in high school. You know, days of dry grinding and rubbing on the jeans and all of that, those days are gone and over. Although, every now and then, it's nice to bring it up, bring it back. You know, a little bit of grinding with your clothes on kind of sets the tone where you're getting ready to go. But giving a man the best orgasm ever is a little bit different. You know, your dude is happy that you're naked and you're in bed. But if you want to give him something that he's never going to forget, ladies, there's a couple little tricks, you know, and his brain will melt between his ears as well. Because though we tend to think that men are tools, the truth is they are just as emotional as we are. It's just another area. And their emotion is a little bit different than ours. And the way that they experience certain things is a little bit different than ours. So, you know, you can give him that orgasm. And one of the things I would say is making it pop. And we're going to take a break here for a few moments, and we're going to talk about how to make it pop. So if you would hold on, we're going to take a brief break. We're going to acknowledge our wonderful sponsor, Audible.com, and True Sex Talk Podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. With over 150,000 titles to choose from, you can listen to on any device, including what you're using to listen to True Sex Talk right now. If you sign up at our URL, that's TRUSEXTALK.com, True Sex Talk. .com. You'll see the icon is there. You'll get a 30-day free trial, and you will get a free book of your choice. And you can't ask for much more than that. So that free audio book and that one-month trial service, join now. You can listen to erotica, sports, self-help, mystery, suspense, murder. There are so many different titles. And you want to listen to poetry, it's there. You want to listen to Edgar Allan Poe stories, it's there. It's the best in digital audio entertainment. And that's audibletrial.com/RFSports, or just click on the icon at truesextalk.com. That's TRUSextalk.com. So if you would, we'll be right back. Sit tight.
Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network, realfansportsnetwork.com.
All right, we are back again. We want to thank our sponsor. And our sponsor, of course, is Audible.com. All right, so we want to thank everyone for tuning in. We greatly appreciate everyone listening to us from all over the world. I am not only honored, but humbled. And I thank you very much for your support. Please tell your friends. Keep in mind, we take calls at 323-927-2906. You can also email me at truesextalk@gmail.com. Leave some comments. Let us know some things. We're going to start giving away prizes. So please make it a point to email us and let us know. You can also follow us on Twitter as well. Hashtag True Sex Talk. That's TRUSEXTALK. All right. So, again, we have my executive producer, James, who's in and out of the conversation. Just want to make you aware of it. And we're talking about giving him the best orgasm ever. So, before we
went
to our...
Are we talking about me specifically, or just anyone?
How to make it pop. It's for everyone.
Okay.
It's for the ladies that are trying to make it pop for their guy. The ladies that are trying to give their guy the best possible orgasm, something that he can remember. You know, it's little things that are never forgotten. And, you know, one of my favorite things is doing those shocking things is great. You know, the very first time that I was with my lover, I literally took it. And he will say that I raped him, which I really didn't. But I will tell you exactly what I did. We were in my vehicle, and we had never been intimate. There was a lot of hand-holding and arm around you and, you know, kissing. It was very sweet. It was very wonderful. But he was literally treating me like a lady the whole time, and I greatly appreciated it. And then I couldn't stand it anymore. So I decided I'm going to fix this. I can't take it anymore. I'm ready to jump out of my skin. And I happened to have on a thong bodysuit. And for those of you that know what that is, it's like a teabag, but it's a bodysuit. And I was wearing gauze beach pants, you know, and I had a nice gauze top on, and was driving a 5-speed at the time, and while driving, took the overtop off, and we were going to go somewhere and get something to eat, and thought about it and decided, you know what, hold on a second, and I went down a back road, and there was a parking lot, and all of the lights were off. So it was totally in the dark. You could see nothing, and it was not a busy street. So I pulled in, and my passenger had no idea what I was doing and was very much so in shock, trying to figure out what in the heck was, you know, was something wrong with my car. He wasn't quite sure what was going on. And I pulled up, put the car in park, put the emergency brake on, got out, opened up the passenger side door, flipped the reclining button on the seat, and it literally popped back with him in it, and he was like, whoa! And I undid the belt buckle of his pants, ripped his pants open, stepped out of one side of my slacks, the gauze slacks I was in, moved the tee back to the side, and straddled the seat, which was reclined. He didn't even see it coming. He had no idea what I was going to do. But in doing that, I can promise you he never forgot it. It was quite enjoyable. He was in shock that it even occurred. And afterwards, I said, thank you very much. Now that's out of the way. And it literally was. It was smooth sailing from that point on. So it's those shocking moments, ladies. It's the one thing that you've done that he's going to remember it. It's there. There's going to be many more things along the way. There's going to be all kinds of different things that you're going to do. Some are going to come out goofy. Some are going to come out funny. And some are just going to come out, period. So, you know, it's okay to do the unexpected. Now, when we talk about making it pop, if you're giving him oral, slowly slide your mouth all the way down to the base. Now, use your hand as that mouth extension. You know, it's not really like you need assistance, but you're working the two together. Now, once you've gotten, you're making kind of a vacuum, kind of a suction with your mouth, so you're slowly kind of dragging your mouth up and down. And once you get to the head, release it from your mouth with a popping noise. And repeat, repeat, repeat. Now, you've probably heard of other women who sing or hum. Now, James, has that ever occurred to you?
I would probably say maybe once or twice, but it's not a regular occurrence, but I can testify that it does get some attention when it does happen.
Okay, now, have you ever had someone that sang or hummed during?
I can't say I had someone sing. No, I have been, you know, I like to talk a lot of trash. So I've had a couple of, like, mumbles, you know, like mumbling and that type of thing. But no, like, Star Spangled Banner or Whitney Houston, you know, nothing like that going on. But I've had some mumbling, of course.
Well, you know, every now and then, ladies, a little bit of opera goes a long way. A little more culture than you thought. Now, here's one. We've talked about this before, but this is also, it doesn't work for every man. It does work, you know, for some. It just kind of depends. And it's his perineum, which is the spot between his balls and his butt. It's packed with all those nerve endings, and if you press on it, you'll give him waves of pleasure. Now, if you ride him in reverse, then he gets a greater visual of your butt. You get to keep an eye on his boys, and you want to watch for his testicles to begin to rise. That's a sign that he's about to climax, and that's when you lick your fingers and press onto the perineum, and that can take him to another zone. Now, have you ever experienced that, James?
I would have to say no.
Really?
That's new right there. Yeah, that's very new for me. Number one, I think I'd be pretty, shocked that then when she presses there, it's
uh-huh.
so close to other areas. But no, I've never known. No.
Okay, we're not talking about anything with the back door at this
point.
Yeah,
but
although
it's still below. Where
let
I'm
me tell you, the
top,
tip
so.
Of that little pinky finger right there around the rim.
No.
I'm telling you, the sensation is amazing. But, I mean, I understand because my lover is the same way. My lover is there's no backdoor entrance. There's no back door.
Right. Yeah,
you know.
Excellent.
I mean, I recall giving him a bath and really trying to dry him off and him saying, hey. Because to him, I got too close to a certain area. But let me just say this. There are so many men out there that are hip and know that those nerve endings are right there. And ladies, if your guy is a little more open to experiencing it, then go for it because it's going to give him the rocket of erections. Now, one of the other things is get a little sloppy. You know, when it comes to your mouth love session, saliva is your best friend. Go ahead, spit in your hand, lick your palms, you know, make it wet, make it juicy, make it liquid. You know, it's going to be warm. It's literally your body and your body heat intensifies. You know, plus it makes it sexier for him. You know, it's, you know, spit in your hand, make it wet, make it sloppy, and directly onto the member. Make it really wet while you're at it, and then spread it around with your tongue. Because wet is definitely good. And then you can, ladies, go for the trigasm. Now, you're stimulating three pressure points at the same time, just at the moment that he's climaxing. It'll send him into a sexual stratosphere. And that's really, you want to take him there? Okay. When you sense that he's about there, cup his balls gently and then press the perineum at the same time. Now, that plus him being inside you, three erogenous zones stimulated at the same time. We've got penis, we've got testicles, we've got perineum, and you've got it all going at the same time. Now, one of the other things that we found that really does seem to work is when you're telling him what to do. When he's approaching that point of no return, you know, and you know he's getting ready to climax, but it's also turning you on as well. You know, give him, put a restrictive on there. Get a time limit involved. You know, you've got 30 seconds to come. You know, I'm going to make you come in 30 seconds. You know, make it a challenge. Push it out there. You know, right at that point. And that's really where it's not only is it sexy, but it gets his mind going. Because remember, it's no different for a man than it is for a woman. We may have different sexual thoughts and different sexual tendencies and different hot spots, but we have them. And they will definitely take you there. Now, the next thing.
Hey, before you get to the next thing, I do want to say that you're right about the time and everything. I usually make, you know, the woman or partner that I'm with count down. I count down
mm-hmm.
for 30.
Mm-hmm.
That works pretty well for me.
Well, and the thing is you're adding some anticipation to it, and that's crucial. Exactly what you want to do. You know, you want to be able to have that extra. It's a mind game. I mean, ladies, a man could have any woman. In fact, I saw something on, what's it called, the show, Californication. This guy paid $15,000 for a sex doll, and it looks pretty accurate, too. She really looked pretty good. All anatomically totally correct, all right? Anatomically totally correct. What I found to be so amazing is, believe it or not, that's not rare. There are some people who have spent, you know, an average person who has spent $15,000 and $20,000 on a sex doll. I would have never thought of anything like that. But you want to be able to add a little bit and, you know, give him a little bit extra. So give him a little bit extra. You know, tell him what it is you're trying to do, you know, where you're trying to go with it. And then, ladies, find the frenulum, or maybe I'm frenulum. I might be saying it wrong. But it's that small bump on the underside of a circumcised penis. And it's incredibly sensitive, incredibly sensitive. And use your hand to masturbate his penis, sucking on that little bump. Suck on that little bump and flick it with your tongue while you're doing a loop-de-loop around the head. it's so sensitive. He feels it. It stimulates him. It definitely gets him going. And you'll also see that that's one of the tools you can use to make him last a little longer in bed as well. There are certain things you can touch, certain things you can grip, certain areas where you slow down at the right time. These are all things that you want to take your time with and you want to have him experience just like you want to experience these things. And the other thing, of course, you want to do is give him a boob job. Lube up your twins, lie on your back, press your breasts together, and have him kneel over you slowly so he's thrusting right into the cleavage. Gently lick, suck on the head of his penis while he's doing this. He'll love the visual and the sensation. So these are just a few things that you can do, simple things that you can do with him. Now, a lot of you will, you know, resort to heating up a candle and dropping, you know, hot wax on him and think that that's all sexy and, you know, somewhat medieval, actually. You know, there's so many different things that you can do that will add. You know, a man's body is no different than a woman's. And I'm sure because a man's body tends to be much harder, much firmer, much more muscular, the softness of a woman is sexy and also alluring. So feel comfortable with your body. Feel comfortable wrapping it around him. You know, literally giving him a lashing with your hair. If you don't have much hair, then, you know, rubbing your hair against his skin. It's all rubbing, touching, but it's also the mental too. I mean, you can talk to him while you're there with him, and it's what you say, the way you say it, and how to move him. What do you think, James?
I like it. I think it's great. I think it's great. I'm looking for someone that can, anyone listening out there, you know, email the show. Let me know if, you know, you want to try some of these things.
And we definitely are looking for some on-air guests, so please give us a call. We're definitely looking forward to, you're trying to promote your music, you're trying to promote your brand. You know, we're happy to interview you, and let's talk. Let's talk true sex talk. All right. So, again, I want to just kind of intercede for a moment and thank Audibles.com because they are our happy sponsor of this podcast, and we're quite grateful. Keep in mind, leading provider of digital audio entertainment and information. And just go to truesextalk.com and you will see an audible.com link. Click on it and you will not only receive your 1 month trial of service, but you'll get one free audiobook. All right. Now, getting back to some of the hottest tips. Now, James, tell us what one of your most memorable moments has been, where it's something a woman did to you that you'll never forget.
Oh, man. You know, I like most people, I like surprises. And, you know, to me, I think the most thing I can remember is I was driving back one holiday. And it was maybe an hour and a half drive. So let's just say, even though it was the middle of the night, I wasn't tired because the person I was with kept me awake the entire time in the fashion that most people may not do. And I think that was probably the most memorable time because
What was the fashion that most people would not do?
Well, we've been talking about it a little bit tonight. know, she was, she was giving me, head the whole time on the way. And
for an hour and a half?
Well, I mean, it didn't take that long, but, it was taking a while because I'm not used to that, and I couldn't really surrender myself completely to that particular act because
it was exciting, wasn't it? It was exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I had gotten so excited. I took my shirt off in the car. I'm driving with no shirt on and having such a good time. And I think the most surprising thing was, as I got ready to finish, I'm like, well, I don't know what we're going to do when I get ready to finish because it's not like I can pull over. I didn't want to pull over. So she said, no, don't worry about it. Just finish. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, it's those special, experiences that it's amazing. Let me give you an example. I had one for my book, I'm a Ho, I'm a Ho, You a Ho Too. One of the young ladies sent me a letter, and this is actually going to be in the book, of, a man who was quite popular in Hollywood, known by a lot of people, and she was, I guess, maybe 10 years younger than him, and if not more, actually. And he pursued her, and, she played a little game. She was toying around with him. And turns out that I guess she decided this one particular day they were going to get together. Well, they get together, and they're in bed, going all out. They've been playing tango, more or less, back and forth, dancing around it, but never completing it, right? So then she does something that she normally did, and she clenches her vaginal muscles with great strength and great force because it's something that she continuously did. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar, the terminology is Kegels, and you can Google that and find out what that is, but it's an exercise women can do that strengthens their muscles, and it literally is like a snapping turtle or a vise is totally around you. Am I right, James?
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing this, and she's clenching the muscles back and forth, and this guy freaks out, totally freaked out. Whoa, what are you doing? What was that? What are you doing? And she says he jumps up and literally goes to the far corner of her room and squats down, sits bare-assed on the floor, holding his knees up to his chest because he was freaked out because he'd never experienced or felt anything like that before. She said it took everything inside of her not to laugh and embarrass him because she'd never experienced anything like that. From that point on, it was a snapping turtle. And this guy basically talked about how she turned him out. So it can be any kind of experience. Now, they are actually married, by the way, now. That was, for him, he had never experienced anything like it before, scared the crap out of him, but he wanted more of it. So, and now, as I said, they're married. So, it's everybody has a different niche. Everybody has a different thing. It can be the simplest thing, whatever it is, and it turns you on, it makes you feel good, and your partner's doing it or has done it. Discuss it. Talk about it. Do it again. Now, one of our key things is trying to look at this in an adult fashion, but at the same time we want to communicate. It can be loving. It can be soft. It can be sweet. It can be tender. It can be rough. It can be forceful. as long as it's not boring, as long as you're getting your pleasure out of it, and you know that your partner is being pleasured as well, and maybe it's your partner's pleasure to pleasure you, and if you're pleased, then your partner's pleased. I think it just depends. You know, I've wondered in the past about people who have physical disabilities, but they have great sex lives. You know, it's hard to be able to say what works for one person and works for another. You know, maybe it is the visual. It could possibly be the mind sexual act in itself. It could be any of those things. So if you were to break it down, James, what's your turn on? What's your key turn on? What gets you?
Any kind of kissing below the neck, anywhere, you know, body-wise below the neck is a turn on.
So that's your hot spot, your sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And there are probably others. I mean, because we all have different things that can set us off. There's a little tool out there, and it's called the Tingler. And it's this metal device that looks kind of like it has 5 or 6 prongs. They're lightly curved. They make sure that they're not pointed so it doesn't cut you. But you take this Tingler, and you literally put it on top of someone's head and their scalp, and it digs down into their scalp, and then you pull it up. You constantly bring it down, pull it up, and you feel the sensation when someone else does it for you. Talk about making the hair stand up on your body. That Tingler, there's something very orgasmic about it. It hits all the nerve endings. It hits every area. It's ridiculous, but it feels so good. Start looking for toys. Start looking for things. There are ticklers. There are little things that do that with the skin, because keep in mind, every inch, every ounce of skin on your body, from your feet to the tips of your ears to your scalp, there's hundreds of thousands of nerve endings in every inch. Every inch. Which is why massage is so relaxing, and that act of touching has got such a release to it. Doing this with your partner and being able to pull that stress and negative energy out of their skin. So, fellas, the quick little 2-second hand massage you do on your lady's shoulders, that ain't it. You want to get her to a spot? Spend 20 minutes doing that. Yeah, she'll take you there and back some. You know, ladies, it's the same exact thing. Pamper him, he's going to pamper you. It's a two-way road, and that's what you want to do. You want to look at it where it's not just giving, but it's receiving. It's definitely doing both. All right. So just wanted to say thank you for listening, everyone, nationwide. We greatly appreciate it. And this is Lady G Spot. You're listening to True Sex Talk. Please make sure you email us at truesextalk@gmail.com to leave your comments, as well as be eligible for some prizes that we'll be giving out. Don't forget to visit www.imaho.com to submit your host story. And we are on every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We look forward to you joining us again, and look forward to all of your topics. We definitely appreciate it. We want to hear from you. And as always, I wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful holiday weekend, a safe holiday weekend. And that's our show tonight, so we thank you for tuning in. Peace, love, and great sex to all. Good night.
Feel the power in the fight. Be the shelter from the storm. On the corner, keep them warm. You discover can